talking about over here, what is this bryce talking about? Kagoin diyasoi isha mikara. That no, first the lady came first. Trashi v'ochim askinan diktoni. That eidech l'doim in itzmas. If an eidech at first said yes, they had znus. Ushnayim oim rimnoin itzmas, then two eidim come and said no, they didn't have znus. Vais the shoysa that she does drink with the two eidim. V'yakim the v'psuli eidus. Ugaim b'vasach azayim azach azid. There's no difference whether it happened the same time or one after another. Yisad krem nechemya. V'yakorch the v'zach az the itzrech ikol ha-shminon. The chiddush is one after another. Because if it's b'vasachas, my whole achachar was deus ikol. V'chad v'chanam yos ha-shoysa. If at the same time we said clearly, then one cancels out the other one. There is no suffix. Halavocha yaskinon dehu diyosem ikoro. V'yomen nitumas ishehevi. What we're talking about over here is the first aid that said by the Saita she had Znus was an Isha. Hilkach, afilu b'zeach hazeh osu trei mevatilo. Whereas an Isha is like not a kosher aid. An Isha can't be an aid. So therefore you never have the halacha of an Isha kaplayed like two aidim. Therefore the halacha is even though here when we believe in aid echod, you believe in Isha, but an Isha is not an eman like two. So therefore if the Isha said first and then two said opposite, then we will go bust of the Rav Deis. Samar says, V'tirtzel of Nechemya Hochi. You answer of Nechemya like this. The what? Rav Nechemya ima kol mokem shemina Torah Eidechod holoch acha Rav Deis. Whenever the Torah is said to believe in Eidechod, you go bust of the majority of the people there. And therefore we say, V'yosu shtei noshim, if there are two ladies, V'isha achas, if it's a question of ladies saying the Isa, saying the Eidus, Kishnei Anoshim V'yishechot. It's like two men connected one. That's only with ladies. So you go, boss, the two ladies have a mile of two against one. In other words, when we're talking about Sulei Eidus, then Rav Nechemya says, you go, boss, a Roiv Deis, the majority of the people there. Avol Shtei Noshim V'yishechot. When you have two ladies going against one man, then I'll tell you, ki palga palga dummy. It's like 50-50. It's like palga palga. Trashit Kolema. Ki chad v'chad is like one against one. Viva v'asach asok, also if they came together, kitchen about the tray, we cancel out. Viva zach azeh, v'hud yeminu terah kodam, v'yosav reisha, v'leik kishnayim. And if it's one after another, then the first pair that come first is leave like two, v'hana kechad and the other one's like one, and therefore v'yein divrein b'm koimai, the second aid, this is not nemon. V'heichod v'shtayim aneres netumas. Let's say two ishes said, they saw she had znus. Then she would drink. They're like one against one. When you have two ladies against one man, that lies like a suffix. That the first one that came was Apostle Adas. Since the first one was Apostle Adas, there we do not say it's Arayei Kishnayim. Now, the Tatsi B'Suli Adas Lomeli, why do we have to have two cases then that you go bust the Rav Deis because the people were psuliatis? So Mar says like this, now the time I would have thought to say, ki az linen bust the Rav Deis. When does a Nechemya say that by psuliatis, like by Nisha, you listen to the majority of them? When do I say that? L'chumra, maybe that's only L'chumra, Rashi says Tishta. If they said that she did not have this nus, in order to make her drink the Mea Marim, then will you believe them? Avalakula. But to believe her that say that she has nus, not to let her drink the me'amorim, lo yazlinim, maybe then we will not go bust the rave deis by psulei abis. And rather, Grashi says, v'heicho dishtayim ameris netamas, v'yecho raim aloy netamas, ki v'ndika achosha kolduhu, neim u'ki yahayin l'bahadi hanach, v'uki milsa asofik, v'tishta, that maybe l'kula, I do not say this chidish to go bust the rave deis, but rather, since we're talking about psuliatis, it's all considered like an eidechodami. So even if you have two noshim first saying, we saw the way they had znus, and then one eidecho comes and says, no, they did not have znus, I would have thought to say, one cancels out the other one. Because these first two noshim that came, they're psuliatis. They never get achshivis, maybe lakula, more than one. So therefore, maybe she should drink the me'amorim. Kamash melon, that's the chiddush, you know. So that's the Nechemya says, that psuliatis. Halacha is taki, you go bust the rave deis, you go bust the majority of the noshim, that's even the kula. Therefore, if you have two ladies saying they saw the way they had znus, and then one lady later says, no, they did not have znus together, we taki believe the first two adim, the first two noshim, and therefore halacha is, we nemon as if she did have this nus, and therefore she does not drink the mehamar. That's from Nechemya's Chiddush, that by psuli edus, then you go both the right days. So we're coming out, no spirit ulu though. That's what ulu said, the klal is that kol mokem sheminu eidechod, harekan kishnayim, whenever the Torah believes one eidechod, we believe him like two, that's only by kosher eidechod. If an eidechod came first by seita, that was kosher and said, we saw the way they had nus, then we believe this eidechod is like two eidim amish, and then nobody can go against him. But where the Eidus are psula Eidus, even though they're believed here by Saita, there's no Chiddush though to say, Erehem Kishnayim. Sehadrin Alecha Mishakino. Mishnah says like this, Eilu Nemorim B'chol Loshon. These are things that we're allowed to say in any Loshon, any language. You don't badafka have to say it in Loshon HaKodesh, even though it's preferable to say it in Loshon HaKodesh, but the Yates and other Loshonis also. Pasha Saita, like Rashi says, Masha Koin Aimelo, what the Koin says to the Saita. For Lo Yarmina, we don't say Tzorch Lema B'loshen HaKadosh, Kedera Shenichtav, the way it's written in the Torah. But rather we say she could say any Loshen she wants. Hu Adin Vidu Maitse, the Mishnah says. So Rashi says it means Veshona HaShlishis, in the third year, that you say the Pasuk of Diyarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis, Shemoitzi Kol Maisreisu Mevarim Mibaisoi, and you say all the things that you did it the right way, so these things are also Nemon B'chol Loshen. You don't have to say it after Loshen HaKadosh, say it in any language you want. Kriya Shema, the mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, the Boik of Erev, you can say it B'chol Loshen. Utzfilu Adin Shemon Esrei, you can say it in any language. Uvirchas HaMozen, benching. Ushvu Seidus, that is the Shvu of Eidus, to make you swear you don't know the Eidus. Ushvu HaPikodin, if you're denying, you don't have the Pikodin, and the Baal of Pikodin wants you to swear, so you're allowed to swear in any language you want. And Yechayi B'Korban Oilu V'Yerit, and these in Yonim. Now, V'Yelu Nemorim B'Loshon HaKodesh. But some of these next parshas are only said, you're only Yotz in Loshon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim. When you bring Bikurim to the Koyin, like Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Shoyikori, you have to say the Pasuk Ne'erami Yevidovi, at Soif Kol HaParsha. So that's Badaf, we'll see in the Gemara why these things are Badaf in Loshon HaKodesh. The Chalitza, that she has to say, Miyein Yivomi, Evu Oim Alechafatzi Lekachto, that's also Dafka these Pesukim Loshon HaKodesh. Bir Bracha Suklolis, that was said on Hagrizim and Harevo, that was Badafka said in Loshon HaKodesh. Bir Chas Kahanim, when a Kohen benches, Duchin, Siyas Kafayim, is Dafka Loshon HaKodesh. Or Bir Chas Kohen Godol, Rashi says, Biyoim HaKippurim, Acher Avodah Sayem Shlefnai Lefnim, Hayekor Bateres, Apashim, Mavorach, Shemoyne Brachas, Mavorach, Mavorach, the Kohen God used to make special brachas on Yom Kippur, so those brachas were bedavka said in Loshon HaKodesh. Or Pashas HaMelech, that's a mitzvah hakel, that the Melech read the psukim, that was only Loshon HaKodesh. Or Pashas Egla Rufa, that the Ziknei Bezna have to say, Yodeinu Leshovcho, Chaplam Cho Yisrael, those psukim adavka Loshon HaKodesh. Or Meshuach Muchama, Vishor Shemedabar Elom, that when he goes out to the Muchama, he gives them chizuk, so you have to say Sarim Sukkim the Abdavka in Loshon HaKodesh. Now, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad, what are the Sukkim that you have to say by Bikurim that's Likuba to say in Loshon HaKodesh? The Pasuk says, V'yoniso v'yomart l'fnei Hashem l'kecho. V'lala nu oime v'yonu alavim v'yomru. That Levium answered back and said, so Rashi said that's by the Brochus and the Klolos of Hagrizim. And we'll soon see how we know that has to be by Loshon HaKodesh. But I call upon him in Loshon of Bikurim it says, V'yoniso v'yomart. And by the Pasha of the Brachas of Hagarizm also says, V'yonu alavim. So it makes this Zereshova, Ma lahalam b'loshon HaKodesh, just like by the Brachas of Hagarizm and Arevo, Vadafka said in Loshon HaKodesh, his Afkan b'loshon HaKodesh. The same thing, the Tzukim of Arami Yevid Ovid that you say when you bring your Bikurim, is Dafka b'loshon HaKodesh. Chalitza, how do we know Ketzad? V'yoniso, V'yonso, V'yomro. She has to answer and say the Yevoma. Well, the halal noyma, this other pasuk says by the brachas and the klolois, the onu halavim v'yomru. So next is gerashova onu and v'yonsa. Ma lahalam b'loshen hakodesh, av kam b'loshen hakodesh. That mitzvah chalitz is also b'dafkum b'loshen hakodesh. We have yudu oyma, no, the pasuk says v'yonsa v'yomru kocho. At shetiyoma b'loshen azir. Kocho mashma, this is the way you have to say it b'dafkum this way. So the pasuk of chalitz says kocho, means she has to say these psukim b'dafkum b'loshen hakodesh. Brachos or klolos, ketzad, like how do we know how to work the brachos and the klolos that were said about Hagrizim and Harevo? Ketzad, kivon shavru yisola seyadim. When Klai Yisrael went over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, Ubo al ha-grizim came to ha-grizim fi al ha-revel, she-be-shoimron, she-be-tzar Yishchem, she-be-tzar Shchem, on the side of Shchem, she-be-tzar al-elonim amri, the other side, opposite elonim amri. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Elohim ha-be-vro Yarden, the other side of Yarden. Well, the Ha'al no-oimer, va-yavar av-ruam bi-eretz ad mekoim Shchem, ad elonim amri. So, ma elonim moiroi, moiroi, ho-em al-ha-hal Shchem, it means Shchem, is Af Elon Moira. Ho'oma Khan is also Shem. It's also in the parish by the place of Shem. Rashi says Shem means Eitzel Shem. Yeah. Now, what happened over there? Olul Rosh HaGrizim. Shisha Shvatim Olul Rosh HaGrizim. Six Shvatim went on top of HaGrizim. Veshisha Shvatim Olul Rosh HaRevel. VaHaKohanim DeHalavim VaOron Oimdim Lamata. Not all the Levim, because the Levim is one of the Shvatim, but some, the Zekanim, the old Levim, they stayed on the bottom in between with the Aron HaKodesh. Now, the Emtza, Kahanim, Akif, and Esoron, the Levim, Esekanim. The Kahanim were first to circle around the Aron HaKodesh, and then the Levim went around the Kahanim, the Ziknei Levim. The Chol Yisrael, Mikan, and Mikan. Here for Klai Yisrael on the right side, and Hagarizim on the other side. So Rashi says, Lamata means Biemtza, Bein Shnei Horim, Mikan, and Mikan, Horim. Yeah. Right, right. Shinam the Pasuk says, V'chol Yisrael, V'zakeno, V'shoitrov, V'shoiftov, Oimdim Mizeh U'mizeh L'yorim. Mashmah, everybody was there around the Yorim. Now, Hofchu Pneim Kal Kalafei HaGrizim, they turned their faces towards HaGrizim. U'poschu B'boruch, B'broch, they start off with the Brochus. Boruch Yish Asher Lo Yaseh Peslo Masecha. The Brochus, the person doesn't make an Avodah Zorah. V'yelu V'yelu Oino Omrin, both answered Omrin. Then Hofchu Pneim Kalfei Har Evel. Then the Levim and the Kahanim turned towards Har Evel. Ulposlu B'Klola. Then they said a Klola. Oru Ish Asher Yaseh Peslo Masecha. Cursed is the person that makes the Avodah Zarah. And V'yelu V'yelu Omen Omen Oinen Omen. They both talk answered Omen. V'yelu Omen Omen. Yeah, at Shigomrun brachas the klolos. So they finished off the brachas and the klolos. The achakach after this haviyu es havonim. Then they brought the stones. Drashi kidechsev of anisa shom mizbech v'chasaf talayim as kol dibri ater azayis berhetiv. So they took these stones that they built the mizbech with and they wrote on it the kol atera. Uvonu es a mizbech v'sadu b'sid and they made it with lime. The chosu olav is called divrei Torah b'shivim loshim. They wrote mamish the whole Torah there with 70 languages. Hello, how could you write so much on stones? But that's what they did. They wrote mamish in 70 different languages the whole Torah. Shinam apostle says bear hatev. It was explained very well. Then v'notlu es avonim. They took these stones. So Rashi sosu es mizbech. They broke down the mizbech liyachas shelo oilus. First they used this mizbech. They brought kabonas then. They brought carbon oil of Ishlamim Kirasiv Elisa olive oil. That they brought a carbon oil on it. So after they used the Mizbeach, then they were sliced, so they took it down. They took these stones, Vinotlu Esavonim, Ubo Vilonu Bim Kaimam. And they put it down Bim Kaimam, Rashi says, the Gilgal, the Shom.